moment with the Salvos, finding freedom.
What do we do when God says no? Author and counsellor Cherie Hill has some insights.
Chris, what we need to remember is that if God says no, it's his best answer as he holds eternity in his hands. And even if we believe that in faith, it can be very difficult to live with. But if we'll be determined to trust that God knows the bigger picture that we can't quite see, we can walk forward in faith even with unanswered questions. You know, sometimes we think God has said no, but he has just delayed the timing so that he alone can be glorified. So God's no is not always a no. Sometimes it's a delay, and his delays are not his denials. They are simply pauses in his actions. But when we're certain that God has given us a definite no, the state of our faith comes to the surface and we are faced with what our response will be. More times than not, God's no is an opportunity for our faith to be tested and tried, refined and made into gold. When God says no, many of the impurities of our lives come to the surface and we'll need to ask God to deal with those. The goal is a clean heart before him. So we must see things in these times of confusion and discouragement as opportunities for our faith to grow. If you're struggling in your faith because God has answered your prayer with a no, visit scripturenow.com to be encouraged that God has better plans for you, to give you a future and a hope.
For help finding freedom, call 13 Salvos or go to salvoscounseling.salvos.org.au.